January tried to look at her medical notes. The clinic's not yet commented on the claim, but told The Mirror it firmly believes all patients deserve total privacy. Health Minister Maria Caulfield says there are serious consequences for employees in health settings who access notes without permission.
It's not acceptable to be looking at people's notes, so people can be reassured that if it does happen, particularly with electronic notes these days, it's spotted pretty quickly if someone's accessing notes that they shouldn't be.
Chancellor Jeremy Hunt claims difficult decisions are paying off following the latest fall in inflation. The rate at which they are rising slowed to 3.4% in February. Greg says it's resolved a technical issue which stopped the bakery chain from accepting payments and forced some of its stores to close this morning. Those which didn't shut asked customers to order on the app. At least 19 people have reportedly been killed by Israeli airstrikes at a refugee camp in central Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry there. Israel's not yet commented. Meanwhile, a woman who was kidnapped and held hostage in Gaza with her three children following the group's October attack wants urgent action to free remaining captives. Shenal Mog, Goldstein's husband and daughter, were shot that day before the rest of her family were held.
When they took us out to the street and we walked down the street and we saw the devastation and destruction, it was really hard. It was terrible.
Police investigating the death of the boyfriend of tennis star Aryna Sabalenka have described it as an apparent suicide. Former professional hockey player Konstantin Koltsov was found at a Miami hotel. And the deal to make the man reportedly the next James Bond might not be a done one. US reports say no offer's been made to Aaron Taylor-Johnson. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, that's a shame, because I mentioned that yesterday, didn't I? Going on the new James Bond. Good bit of publicity, though, for him, isn't it? I mean, we could say that about anybody. Now, apparently Tony Smith was listening yesterday when I said he should be the next James Bond. Why can't they just cast somebody that you don't know? You know, somebody brand new. Like an really unknown. That'd be good. Maybe somebody in their 30s. Maybe a little bit older. So at least they can do a couple of films, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I think he's a good actor. He's been in a lot of, I think he's been in Marvel films, hasn't he? And the film called Kick, well, let's say Kick Bottom. It's not called that. The American version of Bottom is something else. But anyway, that's what he's been in. I remember him from. Just coming up to 11:02.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, 16 degrees, going to be pretty cloudy for most of the day, but it should remain dry right the way down to overnight, 6 degrees. And tomorrow, 15 degrees, going to be about the same. You might get some sunshine possibly on Saturday and Sunday, and looking forward to sort of seeing a bit of sunshine hopefully then, but the next couple of days is pretty overcast.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444, or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. That hour went so quickly. See, when you moan a lot and go on about stuff, hours just fly by. They do, they just fly, they fly by. I was trying to find you the other jingle that I was sent by Mrs. G. She did me a lovely sung jingle on Monday, which was very, very impressive and nearly as good as Amber's. But I'm having a little bit of difficulty finding it at the moment. It's on my screen somewhere. Is it this one? It could be this one. Here we go. This is Mrs. G with her jingle. Don't forget, if you want to send me your own jingle, I'd love to hear it. Oh, no, that's Amber's again. I can't keep playing Amber's over and over again. Oh, I see, I sent Amber's to Mrs. G. Here she is.
Every day on the radio, eat my brunch. With the lovely Michelle
that's
Ward,
me.
Eat my brunch. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Eat my brunch.
There we go. I joined in with that one as well. I did the clapping and the little bit of a harmony. I'm available for session work too. It's a pretty good one, that one. Thanks there, Mrs. G. Coming up, we will have some Broken Star with Angel of Fake, independent music at its best, and also Barbara Mein Fräulein coming up too. Let's kick off with this old classic. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it.
Thank you.
I've not heard that before, but there we go. Now, a track that I played out yesterday, I really like this. It's a band called Barbara. What a great name. Barbara the Band, you'll find them on social media. And this is called Mein Fräulein.
Sleeping in late.
I like that little sneaky key change in there. That's Barbara with Mein Fräulein. Good morning to... What am I doing? Alison. Morning, Alison. She sent me a picture of her hair. Hair's growing really nicely, actually, Alison. Lovely colour. She's just come back from a cruise. Saw all her cruise pictures. Looked absolutely fantastic. I think it was Caribbean, wasn't it, you're in? It looked amazing. Yeah. I was talking to the crew. I was talking about cruising, going on a cruise yesterday with the boys when I was down the pub. And Tony said, he just couldn't imagine it. I used to think horrible being stuck on a cruise, but some of these cruises are so luxurious. You'd think you're on a, well, you don't realise you're on the sea. I don't know. I think I'd like to try it. I do get seasick, though, and I know, but you can take tablets, can't you, for that? But it does look like, I think all you do is really just eat and drink and make sure you get a drinks package. There's all the additional extras. I think you have to pay for your tips separately. We can find out more about this when I speak to Not Just Travel. They'll be in soon, and we'll find out. They're a great travel company based here in Brentwood, one of our sponsors, and they come in and talk about different travel that you can, different places you can go, and they can actually sort everything out from the beginning. You just say, I want to go here, 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 and they just do it. It's all done. So bespoke holidays, but from the cheapest until the most expensive. So, you know, you might be getting married or having a wedding and want to get married abroad, and they can sort all that sort of stuff out for you. I want to get married abroad, but I don't think Keanu Reeves is free at the moment.
Meet me there. FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way.
Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. About your so I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I won't prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the bird. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. There may be others. And so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so. You'll just have to pray. You better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna turn this house around somehow. Murder on the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
But you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
Seen Saltburn, although I've heard about this dance scene a little bit. I'm like, not sure if I want to watch it, to be honest. Got to get in the mood. Sophie Ellis-Bextor still looking the same as she did 20 years ago when she made this song. She did some great lockdown videos, didn't she? Keeping us all going. Lockdown seems such a long time ago, doesn't it? I remember sitting in my house, and when the news came through, I thought it was the end of the world. It was just, you know, you couldn't go out, you couldn't see your friends, you couldn't, you know, if you were in the gut, you might be able to stand, you know, what was it, I don't know, 100 foot away and go, hi, you know, but you couldn't go near anyone, going to the shops with a mask and all that sort of thing. Yeah, just, it seems like such a long time ago, doesn't it now? It really does. This thing with Greggs, though, I have to say, isn't it a little... I know, I heard this morning, because you had Tesco's and Sainsbury's, that their systems went down. And some of these, their sort of ordering systems are run by the same companies. So they do updates, and sometimes you get problems. So it could be that, but I think it's a little bit peculiar. It's like somebody's having a little poke around in our Greggs... so you can't order anything, or you can't buy anything. So they've mucked it up, and that happened with like Tesco's and Sainsbury's. That was a little bit suspicious. I wonder if somebody's been trying to get, you know, sneaking in. Or it could just be software updates. And because it's probably like the same company that does all these things, it could be that. But I don't know. What do you think? Do you something another country's been in there sort of, you know, niggling around in our Greg so you can't get your vegan sausage roll? I don't mind a vegan sausage roll from there. I haven't had a sausage roll for ages. I have to be in the mood. I have 5 sausage rolls a year, as you know. That's my limit. But sometimes, the last one I had, I think in January, was I brought it into work and I bit into it and it was so sausagey, I nearly threw up. And that's terrible. I bit into it and I was going, and I did, but I still ate it all. The first bit I thought I was going to regurgitate very, very quickly, but I didn't. I thought I'd just share that with you. Nice word there, isn't it? Regurgitate.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Oh, it's always something. Saturday the 23rd of March, Easter Market and Artisan Craft Fair. Shenfield Parish Hall, Crafty Cow Markets are hosting it. Easter Market sounds fabulous, actually, between 10 and 4. Come along, support local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up lovely handmade gift that you won't find on the high street. It's going to be at Shenfield Parish Hall, 60 Hutton Road in Shenfield. Free entry and free car parking.
Phoenix FM's event guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here is Lenny Kravitz. This is Fly Away, and coming up next, we got some Broken Star with Angel of Fate.
I want to get away.
is Broken Star with Angel of Fake.
Listening close, all those saints also fake.
Say what's taught me to lie. Life, it taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you flow like a still a little bit of your words that I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close that I can't see what's going on. The stones taught me to fly. Love, it taught me to lie. It's not hard to fall when you float like a cannon. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to cry.
I love local radio because it's radio and, it's local.
I think I see the problem. It's only gonna get worse. I need night medication. Just show me where it hurts.
Miley Cyrus with Doctor, Work It Out. Rogue Effects just said, sorry about my snail incident. Hope that I'm not infected. Me too. Don't pick up snails. You won't pick, you can pick up snails, but make sure you wash your hands after. Whoa. Let me work it out.
You wanna work it out?
Wanna work it out? She's got a great voice, that Miley Cyrus, isn't it? Gonna work it out. She's a very deep voice. Gonna work it out. I think it might be, does she smoke? Possibly. I think she does, doesn't she? Great voice. Yeah, she's good, isn't she? That's a nice little song, that. That was in Tony Smith's folder. I've calmed down a bit now. I need a coffee. Oh, I haven't even got myself a coffee and it's nearly 12:22. We'll be having a chat with Bob when he comes in, finding out what's on his show. I was just having a look at the papers, but in the papers it's a little bit, trying to find possibly like a funny story or something, weird news. I'll try again and see if I can find something that is actually funny rather than the terrible news and sad news and horrible news that we keep getting in the... In the papers. Oh, hold on a minute. This looks like it could be a story. Oh, Guinness Book of Records. I always like Guinness Book of Records. Never had a Guinness Book of Records. I don't know if they sell the book, don't they? Maybe they got you go online and have a look. That would be really good, wouldn't it, to get in the Guinness Book of Records for something. Not something sinister, just something fun, you know? That's difficult for other people to beat, obviously. Because you could be the first person to be in the Guinness Book of Records for something, and it's not particularly very difficult, then somebody will beat you. Anyway. A blueberry grown in Australia smashes the Guinness World Records as the world's heaviest. Now, it weighs 20.4 grams. It measures 39.31 millimetres across and was grown in New South Wales. It's known for its large size, crispy texture and long shelf life. It's as big as your palm of your hand. Imagine that. I like a blueberry. It can be a little bit expensive, can't they? So it's the heaviest, and it's in the Guinness Book of Records. I wonder if they eat it. What do they do with it? The previous berry was 16.2 grams. Again, grown in Australia. They had 20 other berries of a similar size, they said as well. There we go. Right. What's going on here? If you're wondering what this track is, it is Ed Rome. We're going to be playing him out in a while with his brand new track called Vendetta. The Vendetta. Yeah, blueberry. What do they do with it? They didn't say. They put it in a pie or something. Blueberry pie? No, doesn't say. Maybe they pickled it, so they could show it forever. Could be something like that. Yeah, I don't mind. Strawberries alike. I like strawberries. I don't like gooseberries. Who has those? I mean, who eats gooseberries? Don't anybody eat gooseberries anymore? Just about 11:40. We've got some ads and I'll be back with some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Local radio, because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the roads for you. See what's happening. Thanks to Bob. There we go. Not thanks to Bob, I'm just saying thanks to Bob. just sent him a message, actually, to see if he can come in with some stuff for me. Thank you, Bob. Now, let's have a look at the roads. Brook Street roundabout is flowing nicely. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner and also on the Ongar Road. You do have the traffic signals on the A128 Ongar Road between Windsor Road and Coasted Manor Road, so that might be causing a little bit of a delay. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run there, not any problems. Coming back through the Dartford Tunnel as well, it's fine. A12 is running very smoothly, no issues there, except you might find a problem if you're going to Chelmsford. You might have to go to the next junction along and turn off at Gallywood. It was like that last week, it might not be like that now, but just be aware if you are travelling that way. They're doing much needed road repairs and there will be some nighttime closures, but they've always got the diversions up, so don't panic. More traffic and travel in an hour. Now, I've been mentioning this song. It's not out until the 1st of April, actually, so I've got it nice and early. But it's a fantastic track. It is Ed Rome, and this is called The Vendetta. If you like any of the music I play on the show, please click through on the Facebook page for Eat My Brunch or on Instagram, where you can click on the links for the artists that I play on the show. And any likes you give their pages, which is free to do, is always appreciated. And also, if you want to listen on Spotify or Apple Music, etc., you will find all the links for the artist, so you can do that too. This is Ed Rome, The Vendetta. What a tune.
Yeah. When you fall ill, we'll
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half.
That is Noah Cahan with Was it Stick Season? That's a nice little song. I don't think I've heard that before. When was that out? Was that on my? Is that on the A-list at the moment? Let's have a little look. No. Oh, it is. Yes, it is. It's out now. I've not heard that. I thought that sounded really nice, actually. My hands... Why have I got one cold hand? My right hand is always cold for some reason. My left hand's always warm, but the right one's cold, and I don't know why. I'm looking at getting a new phone. The last... Do you know what? This phone I've got now, I've had since... was it 2019? Yeah, I think it is. So I've had it for years. It's been a great phone, but I thought I'd like a new one. There's not any reasonably... Well, they've got better cameras, haven't they, over the last couple of years. And, yeah, I fancy one. The one thing I did buy, when I got this... I've bought this camera case for two of my phones, because you can't reuse it, really, because phones are different sizes, aren't they? But this cover, I actually, the other day, at the top of the stairs, and I've got wooden stairs all the way down, there's no carpet on it, and I dropped the phone from the top of the stairs to the bottom, and I kind of just went... Oh no. And it went behind the unit that I've got as well. It went down the stairs and then behind the unit. So I had to pull that out. That nearly fell on top of me. Down the bottom, at the bottom of the stairs. And I thought it's going to be cracked. And I turned it around. It wasn't. And this case that I've got, it was actually, I mean, every time I bought them, they're about 55 quid. So they're not cheap. They're brilliant. You can see they're absolutely brilliant. I've never smashed a phone yet. I don't know, there might be some damage inside the phone, possibly. I don't know, but I don't know. I've not smashed a screen. The only other time I've actually smashed my screen when I walked out of here with my phone in a cover. I took it out the cover and then dropped it and smashed the smashed a glass. You couldn't have made it up. I kind of went and took it out of the cover to do something, and then I dropped it outside the studio and it smashed. And I just picked it up and went, what happened there? What happened?
Let's go old school, let's go back in time. This is De La Soul with Me, Myself and I. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Eat My Brunch Today. I'm on between 10 till 1 weekdays.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my De La clothes or is it just my De La song? What I do ain't make believe, people say I sit and try, but when it comes to being De La, it's just me, myself and I. It's me, myself and I. It's just me, myself and I. It's just me, myself, 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 and I.
I am poems I speak the plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read or write. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that is. Style is surely our own thing, not the fourth disguise of shoulders. They lie solely from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. One and two, but that glory's been denied by cassettes and gooky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep on up twisting up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour, all the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
And that is with Andy Gilson, who'll be coming up a little bit later. And you've got George Hanlon at 6 o'clock. And Drive is being looked after by Nick Field today, as well as after me, you've got Bob Simpson with 1, 2, 3. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.